On this date in 1938, Kate Smith first sang Irving Berlin's God Bless America on network radio. Smith was born May 1, 1909 in Greenville, Virginia. The American singer was long known as the First Lady of Radio. Smith studied nursing before moving to New York City, where she won a Broadway role as an overweight girl who was the butt of jokes. In 1931, she began her immensely popular radio show, Kate Smith Sings, which ran for 16 years. Her theme song, When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain, became familiar to millions. In 1938, she created the news and gossip program Kate Smith Speaks and introduced Berlin's song God Bless America. She hosted several television shows in the 1950s, and in 1982, she was awarded the U.S. Medal of Freedom. Berlin and his family immigrated to New York City in 1893. He worked as a street singer and singing waiter, then began writing songs. His first published song, Marie from Sunny Italy, appeared in 1907. In 1911, he wrote Alexander's Ragtime Band. It's believed he may have written more than 1,500 songs. In addition to God Bless America, he scored many successful films, including Holiday Inn in 1942, which introduced the song White Christmas, one of the best-selling songs of all time. Altogether, Berlin wrote the scores for 19 Broadway shows, including Annie Get Your Gun, and 18 films. On this date in 1871, journalist explorer Henry M. Stanley found David Livingstone in Central Africa and delivered his famous greeting, Dr. Livingstone, I presume? Livingstone, a medical missionary originally from Scotland, had not been heard from in many years, and Stanley had been sent to find him. When asked why he said it, he replied, I couldn't think of what else to say. Stanley, world-renowned explorer of the Belgian Congo, specifically the Congo River, lived in Arkansas for a few months in 1860 to 1861, working as a clerk in a country store at Cypress Bend on the Arkansas River near Pine Bluff. On this date in 1969, Sesame Street debuted on PBS. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda. How to get to Sesame Street.